Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, let's talk about iPadOS 26. Apple is calling iPadOS 26 its biggest update to the iPad ever. First up is a brand new windowing system. For the first time, iPad users can fully resize and rearrange app windows, place them wherever they want, and even open more of them at once. Familiar window controls like Close, Minimize, and Tile are finally here, and they work exactly how you'd want them to, essentially working just like a Mac. Exposé is also now available on the iPad to let you see all of your open windows at once and easily switch between them. Again, what Apple has essentially done here is bring a lot of the multitasking window management features from the Mac to the iPad. There's also a new cursor that's more precise and shaped like a Mac cursor instead of the old iPad circular cursor. Another iPad-first feature is the menu bar. You can now swipe down from the top of the screen or move your cursor to the top of the screen to access a menu bar with that app's commands. The Files app is also getting significantly better. There's a new resizable list view with collapsible folders, custom folder icons, and colors, and the ability to drag folders from the Files app right into your dock for easy access. You can also now set default apps for opening certain file types, something that longtime Mac users will appreciate finally coming to the iPad. iPadOS 26 also brings Preview to the iPad for the first time. Much like the Preview app on the Mac, this is a powerful way to view and mark up PDFs and images, complete with Apple Pencil integration, autofill for forms, and the ability to sketch on blank pages. There are also a ton of new tools for creatives now available on iPad. Background tasks let an app run complex processes like rendering or exporting audio and video while showing progress via a live activity with the app in the background. You can also now choose specific audio inputs per app or per website, record with voice isolation, and even capture high-quality audio and video from any conferencing app like Zoom using a new feature called Local Capture. The Journal app is now available on iPad for the first time. The Apple Gaming app that we talked about yesterday for the iPhone and the Mac is also available on the iPad. The Calculator app has added new 3D graphing features for math notes. The Notes app now supports Markdown export and can now capture and transcribe audio from phone app conversations. There's a new Read Pen option in the tool palette for Apple Pencil, bringing a traditional calligraphy experience to apps like Notes, Preview, and Freeform. Essentially, Apple has ticked a lot of the boxes that iPad power users have been asking for a long time, and a lot of it boils down to making the iPad more like a Mac with those improved audio and video controls and upgraded multitasking. Next up, we have watchOS 26, and the first thing you'll notice here is the refreshed design with Apple's Liquid Glass interface. This includes real-time rendering and subtle depth on all of the interface elements on your Apple Watch to make things feel more dynamic and make important content stand out. For fitness users, the headline feature is something called Workout Buddy, a new fitness experience powered by on-device intelligence. It gives you real-time spoken motivation during workouts using your activity history, heart rate, pace, milestones, and more. Apple describes it as basically having a personal coach in your ear. It can even call out mile splits and celebrate milestones like crossing 200 miles for the year. It's built with a text-to-speech model that actually uses voices from Apple Fitness Plus trainers, so it sounds like someone actually cheering you on during your workout. Beyond that, the workout app is also getting its biggest redesign ever. It now features four corner buttons that give you fast access to settings like custom workouts, pacer, and race route. You can also automatically start a playlist or a podcast the moment your workout begins, and Apple Music can even recommend tracks based on your workout type and listening history. The Smart Stack feature on the Apple Watch is getting even smarter. It now uses contextual signals like location and time to show you proactive hints, such as suggesting when you should automatically start a workout when you walk into your normal gym. WatchOS 26 also introduces a new wrist flick gesture for managing notifications. So let's say you get a notification on your wrist, but you don't want to act on it right away. all you have to do is flick your wrist and it's gone. It works for things like calls, timers, alarms, and more. It joins the existing double tap gesture to give you even more one-handed control on your Apple Watch. Messages on Apple Watch is getting a lot of the same features that are also coming to the iPhone. This includes things like chat backgrounds and group message polls. Other things in watchOS 26 include Translate integration throughout the interface. The Notes app is now on Apple Watch for the first time. The Photos face can now shuffle through featured content, so you're greeted with more meaningful moments every time you raise your wrist. And the Watch Face Gallery has been redesigned to make it easier to explore and discover new watch faces for your Apple Watch. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. iMazing 3 transforms the iPhone Manager into a comprehensive platform for Apple device management across personal, educational, and enterprise environments. iMazing's extensive features set it apart. You get comprehensive device control, featuring backup management, data transfer, data extraction, and utilities that serve both individual users and device fleets. iMazing Profile Editor 2's brand new Total App Setup feature automatically configures macOS app permissions and more to streamline enterprise deployment while minimizing configuration errors. And with iMazing Configurator, the platform delivers enterprise-grade device management capabilities to help IT teams and system admins scale up their device deployment and administration process efficiently with or without an existing MDM solution. Hit the link in the show notes today to learn more about iMazing 3, the comprehensive platform for device management, and to try it for free. My thanks to iMazing for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. And running out today, we have visionOS 26 for Apple Vision Pro. One of the headlining changes here is something called spatial widgets. You can now pin widgets in visionOS directly into your room. So that's things like clocks, weather, music, and even photos that you can pin in your physical environment, and Apple Vision Pro will remember exactly where you put them. They're also fully customizable in color, frame, and depth. VisionOS 26 also makes a huge update to personas, which are Apple's digital avatars for Apple Vision Pro. Apple says they now look more natural and expressive, with sharper facial detail, better skin tone rendering, and even full side profiles. You can preview and tweak your persona during setup with new options for things like glasses, hairstyles, and facial features. Another major update is shared spatial experiences. For the first time, multiple Vision Pro users in the same room can watch a 3D movie together, play a game, or collaborate on a project in real-world space. Spatial scenes are also taking a big leap forward. Photos are no longer just flat images with depth. For spatial photos, VisionOS now uses generative AI to create multiple perspectives within a photo, letting you lean in, move around, and view it from slightly different angles. Apple says that it turns a picture into a near 3D memory. The Safari experience is also getting more immersive with spatial browsing. With spatial browsing, web pages can become layered, distraction-free environments, and developers can now embed 3D models directly into websites so Vision Pro users can view them, rotate them, and interact with them right on their device. For Apple Vision Pro users who want to play games, Apple says that VisionOS 26 now supports PlayStation VR 2 Sense controllers, unlocking more precise motion tracking, haptics, and touch detection, which should theoretically significantly improve the gaming experience on Vision Pro, as long as you have PlayStation VR 2 controllers. On the productivity side, Look to Scroll is a new feature that lets you scroll websites and apps with just your eyes, so no gestures needed. There's a redesigned control center with quicker access to things like environments, guest users, and travel mode. On the home view, you can now put your apps into folders, just like you can on the iPhone. And you can now unlock your iPhone while fully immersed in Vision Pro just by looking at it. VisionOS 26, watchOS 26, and iPadOS 26 are all available to developers this week, with public betas slated to be released in July, followed by a release to everyone this fall. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.